Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
The following story is inspired by real threats faced by California's national and state parks. Due to strong language and adult themes, listener discretion is advised.
Wait,
come back! Please help me! I can't... What is this?
Hey, stay here!
No, let me go!
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods. Episode 1, Over the Edge.
Yes, that's fine. No, I agree. If they want a survey, it's got to come through us. Mark will be there. Come in.
You ready?
Yeah, just a sec. Hey, yeah, sorry, he just walked in. I'll tell him. Okay, thanks. Good luck.
Tell me what?
Laura's moderating the town hall tonight. Mining permits.
That's tonight?
Your presence has been requested. I'm obliging.
Oh, great.
Petrus is ready to write us a $20,000 check for an updated land survey.
So why do I need to go?
Because you're representing the Fish and Game Department. Just go, gauge the room, be prepared to answer any questions.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Any update on our bear killer?
Killers, apparently. Last night I rolled up on a pair of hunters walking back to their truck. Gangly-looking fellas in full gear. No tags, no haul. Said they were bird hunting.
How original. Yeah.
Here's a report. Ran their names through the sheriff's office. Apparently, they pulled a similar stunt last fall up in Oregon.
So how does that help us?
We cross-reference those slugs with the ones pulled from our bear.
Wouldn't matter without the hunter's ammunition. Okay. I'll get Sheriff Berg on the phone.
That it?
One more thing. About tonight.
What?
Laura says to bring the papers.
Jesus Christ.
Easy.
She shouldn't be talking to you about that.
You do.
That's different.
How?
We're friends, Nina. Can you just send someone else?
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, come on. I got you your bear killers. The least you could do.
Suddenly I owe you for doing your job?
I'm asking you a favor.
And I'm declining. This is too important. The mining permits are the only topic on the agenda tonight. If Laura gets pressured into approving that deal, half the park will be stripped by this time next year.
You and I both know she'd never approve that deal.
It's an election year, Mark.
It's city council, not the governor.
Her opponent has already come out in support of the deal. I know how well you think you know your ex-wife, but she is a politician. You're not about to use your divorce as an excuse to...
Excuse to what?
Look, you're still game warden of Humboldt County. Can't let your personal life interfere.
All right.
Oh, Chelsea never clocked out last night. Have you talked to her?
Not today, no.
Tell her to check in when you do.
Dow Jones closed Monday at its lowest level this year amid a broad sell-off sparked by concerns.
Councilwoman Romero's office, this is Jess.
Hi, Jess. It's Mark.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, is Laura there?
Yeah, hang on one sec. Yeah?
I caught the tail end of your little phone call this morning.
Did you get my message?
Yeah, you don't need to drag Nina into our business.
I'm not dragging her into anything. Fish and Game needs to be represented tonight, and you're the obvious choice.
No, I'm talking about the papers, Laura. She's my captain, not your attorney.
Well, if you'd answer my attorney's calls, I wouldn't have to go through your captain, would I?
I don't think I'm asking for too much here.
Have you signed them? Well?
I will.
It's been 94 days, Mark.
Thanks for counting.
No one can reach you. You're not answering your phone or returning my calls. I've tried everything.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll bring them tonight.
You will?
I will, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I gotta go.
Yeah, okay.
Arthur?
Hey, Mark. You need a fill?
Yeah. Give me 20 on 3.
You got it. Pedro.
Si.
Tam pickup. Unleaded. I'll ring it up.
Okay.
Hey, have you seen Chelsea Brewer around here lately? Ronnie's daughter?
Yeah, actually. She came in yesterday morning.
Did she say where she was going?
No, not to me.
Hmm.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Just checking. What do I owe you?
That's 20 even.
No, the coffee, too.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, let me pay.
It's on me. I insist.
I'll pay. Thanks.
Oh, come on, man.
Just let me pay, Arthur.
All right, okay. That's $21.50.
You gonna be at the town hall tonight?
I'll be there. Here's your change.
Laura's lucky to have you in her corner.
Yeah, well, you know, anything to help.
See you tonight.
Yeah, see you then.
Hey, Ronnie, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Did you see your daughter this morning by any chance?
Nope. Her car was gone when I woke up. Figured she went in early. Why?
Yeah, no one's seen her at the office.
You try yourself?
Yeah, go straight to voicemail.
God damn it, Chelsea. Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, don't be sorry, Ronnie. I just want to make sure she's okay.
Has she done this before?
Well, yeah, but she always calls me, at least.
Look, don't let her get away with this crap, Mark.
I used to cover for you all the time.
That's bullshit. Next time she doesn't show up, you give me a call. All right, I'm serious.
She's a 20-year-old stuck in Eureka, Ronnie. She'll turn up.
Well, you tell her ass to call me when she does.
Hey, I'm pulling up to Beaver Creek now. I'll give you... Oh.
What?
I see her car. It's parked here at the trailhead.
Oh, is she there?
I don't know. Hold on. No, just the car.
All right, well, have her call me.
Hey, don't tell her I said anything, okay?
Yeah.
Mark to Chelsea, over. Mark to Chelsea, you there, over.
Hi, this is Chelsea. Leave a message.
Okay. Captain, I've got Chelsea's car here at Beaver Creek Trailhead. She call in yet? Over. Nina, you get that. Over. All right. Well, I guess I'm the only one working today. Over and out.
Thanks to Mark. Over.
Yeah, I'm here. Over.
Where are you?
Beaver Creek Trailhead. Got Chelsea's car here. She call in yet? You hear me? What's going on? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm here. A body was just found at the bottom of Fern Canyon.
You said body?
Yeah. The description matches Chelsea.
What are you... I'm standing right next to her car. What are you talking about?
Highway Patrol is sending a chopper. Meet me at the Fern Canyon trailhead. I'm leaving now. Over and out.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Where is she?
What are you... I told you to meet me at the trailhead.
Is that her? In the chopper?
Yeah. Here, drink. Catch your breath.
Are they sure?
She had ID on her.
What happened?
Can't say. Two hikers found her tangled in the rocks right over there. Looks like she went off the trail and stumbled over the bluff last night.
What was she doing?
I don't know. I assigned her to Beaver Creek on Monday to clear alligator weeds.
Beaver Creek to Fern Canyon? That's, what, 5 miles? 5.5?
You said her car is there?
It parks at the trailhead.
Maybe she got turned around on her way back?
Oh, come on.
Let's see what the coroner comes back with, okay?
Tell him I want the full workup.
I will. I need to call Ronnie.
I'll call.
I can do it.
I got her to the job. I'll call.
Okay. Hey, head home afterwards. I'll go to the town
hall. I'm not going home. Just let me do my job, okay?
I'm so sorry. We'll talk later.
Hey, Mark. Hello?
Ronnie.
Yeah, do you find her yet?
City Hall? One moment.
Town Hall still going?
Sounds like it.
Thanks.
Okay, we have time for a few... Yes, right here, third row.
Hi, thank you, Councilwoman Romero.
Can I get your name, sir?
I'm Stan Hooper.
Stan, I thought you looked familiar. You worked down at the body shop, right?
Not for about 4 months, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It's fine, I'm not... Look, I know I'm not the only one here who's been out of work these last few months. So, seeing as it's public land on the table, would this deal include any sort of bailout for small businesses? Something to help slow down all these layoffs?
The initial offer does include a stimulus package for the city budget.
How much?
I can't share that information at this time.
So, I'm sorry. Why are we here if you're not going to share the numbers? How are we supposed to give our opinion if we don't know what we're buying?
The numbers haven't been verified yet. I understand your concerns, but this is the fossil fuel industry. Petrus West wants to move in and destroy thousands of acres of national redwood forest, our forest. These negotiations will have a direct impact on every single person in this room, and not just you, but your children and your children's children.
I have kids, Mrs. Romero, okay? Two boys and a wife. I hear what you're saying, really, I do. But my unemployment runs out next month.
Stan, I'm listening, okay? When I was 16, I worked behind the register of that same body shop. My first real job. I'll be thinking of you when it comes time to make my decision, I promise. Okay, two more. Let's go to this side, dead center. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Laura.
Thanks for coming. It's okay. Take your time.
Jacob was deployed last week. You spoke at his graduation last year, Laura. I thought you were wonderful.
Thank you. And we thank Jacob for his service.
Please, stop. Stop it! There's no work here. No one's hiring. Jacob didn't have the grades for college, and I couldn't afford to send him if he did. It's humiliating, but it's true.
There's nothing humiliating about that, guys.
He was out of options, is the point I'm trying to make. I mean, look, Eureka is dependent on tourism, and the tourists aren't coming.
I agree.
Okay, if we can try, keep it down, please.
How many jobs would Petrus create if you were to approve the permits?
As I said before, those numbers haven't been verified. Okay, quiet down, please.
I'm listening.
So am I. You're asking if approving the Petrus deal would bring jobs to Eureka, and the answer is yes, it would. Mining jobs. Jobs that would destroy hundreds of acres of ancient redwood forest, rip open historic gold mines that this town was built on. The damage would be catastrophic and permanent. This isn't the first time we've gone through a recession, and it won't be the last. Tourism will be back. What we need to do now is stick together. Okay, we have time for one more. You there, in the back, short sleeves and tie.
Hello, my name is...
Oh, can you hold the microphone away from your mouth, please?
Like this?
Yeah, better, thank you.
Can I still ask my question?
Yes, of course. What's your name, sir?
Miguel Arevalo. I'm a teacher's assistant at Humboldt State University.
And what would you like to ask, Miguel?
I want to ask if you've had the chance to review my research into the declining fisher population in the park.
Sorry, did you say fishers?
Yes, they're small, carnivorous mammals native to the park.
Sorry, I don't know what research you're referring to.
My research into the declining fisher population, over 36%. I've sent my findings to your office 14 times and haven't received any response. I have postage receipts if you'd like to verify.
I'm sorry, it's Miguel, right?
Yes.
Well, Miguel, the topic of this forum is the Petrus mining permits. Do you have any questions regarding that?
I've collected and examined 22 recovered fishers. Okay. Blood tests revealed traces of illegal rodenticides in every sample. But the wires...
Okay, I think we're out of time. Thank you all for coming out.
What about the dead girl in the park?
Excuse me? Who said that?
Right here.
Can someone pass her the mic, please?
Give me that. I said, what about the dead girl found in the park today?
Sorry, I don't follow. What girl?
My brother's a deputy down at the sheriff's office. He just texted me that a park aide was pulled out of Fern Canyon this evening. Chelsea Brewer.
Okay, hold on. Everyone calm down.
Tourism isn't coming back. Not after this.
I don't think this is the best time to be sharing.
How many more people need to lose their homes or jobs or lives before we see some changes around here?
I'm sorry. That's all the time
we have. It is time to make a change. Door, Jess.
Got it.
Is it true?
Yeah. Just got off the phone with Captain Higgs.
What did she say?
Not much. Apparently some hikers found her at the bottom of Fern Canyon.
How? What happened?
It's still too early to say.
Jesus.
I know this is a lot to take in right now, but we need to talk about what just happened out there.
It was a disaster. People's lives are falling apart, and I'm up there talking about fucking trees. Ugh. God, I sounded like an idiot.
You didn't sound like an idiot.
Out of touch. How's that? I'm sorry.
Stop. You have nothing to be sorry about. We've got 8 weeks until the election. There is still time to right the ship.
Yeah.
I'll have a statement on your desk by morning.
No. I'll write it.
Did you know her?
When she was little,
yeah.
Yes?
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry, I can wait.
No. I was just leaving.
You sure?
Yeah. Call if you need anything, okay?
Thanks, Jess. Have you talked to Ronnie?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Mark. What happened?
I don't know. They're saying she went off trail and slipped over the edge.
Oh, God.
We'll know more after the autopsy.
When will that be?
Tomorrow, hopefully.
Sorry. You want a coffee?
Or... No. I can't stay. I just wanted to drop these off. Everything's signed. Let me know if I missed anything. What?
Nothing. Is that it?
What did I do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Look, Sorry, it just feels like the perfect cap to a horrible day.
You asked me to bring the papers.
I know.
So that's what I did.
Look, I really can't do this with you right now, Mark.
Do what?
Let's just leave it, okay?
I did what you asked.
You had 94 days to do what I asked.
Unbelievable.
Are you done?
You have no fucking idea.
Wait, I'm sorry. Not now!
Hey.
Jesus, Arthur.
Is everything okay? I just saw Mark.
Just come in and close the door.
What happened?
Nothing.
Hey, come here. It's okay.
No, it's not.
Stay with me tonight.
Please.
Here we're in the news today. You know, I'm shy. I don't like that kind of attention. Keeping things from me is the same as lying to me. No more attention.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods, written by David Pergolini, directed by Takashi Dosher, executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Starring Corey Stoll as Mark Ellis, Monica Raymond as Laura Romero, and Reed Scott as Arthur Headley. Featuring Anthony Jacques Jr. as Miguel Arevalo, Marna Milans as Maria Campbell, Laura Sangiacomo as Captain Nina Higgs, and Tony Trucks as Jess Ridge. Additional performances in this episode by Mac Brandt as Ronnie, Lauren Castor as Kathy, Tiffany Daniels as Female Citizen, Elizabeth Ho as Receptionist, Sal Lopez as Stan, Eddie Martin as Pedro, Joseph Sanfilippo as News Anchor, Manuel Ariza as Stranger Number 2, Joaquin Valdez as Omar, Zach Villa as Stranger, Jama Williamson as Chelsea. Executive produced by Dick Wolf, Elliot Wolf, and Jenny Rattlett Mast. Produced by Fiona Smith, Takashi Dosher, and David Pergolini. Our associate producers are Talia Shea Levin and Lydia Smith. Casting by Sarah Isaacson. Production assistance from Romelia Osorio. Engineering by Bobby Howley. Editing by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Additional editing by David Pergolini. Sound design and mix by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Original score composed by John Kafer and Michael Dean Parsons. Foley artists Mike Miller and Bobby Howley. Additional engineering from Matt Rocker at Underground Audio. Production and post-production services provided by This Is Sound Design Studios. Production legal by Chad Russo and Ramo Law PC. Payroll services by Violet Romero of ABS Payroll. Our line producer is Alex Levine. Darkwoods is a production of Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content in association with Waverunner Studios. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.